All right, everybody, what's good? What's going on? It's your man Elicio, aka KS, you guys, and this is Candid Convos, you guys, with the homie Marty the Greatest chiming in with us. Marty, are you there, bro?
Man, what's up this evening, man? You know I am ready to go up. Let's go.
Hey, and also with us is also the lovely Miss Tavy So Wavy. What's going on, Tavy?
Hey.
You there? Hey.
I'm good. I'm ready.
All right, you guys. Now, we got a couple of people listening. Shout out to Michelle Lee that's listening live. We did introduce her song as the intro for tonight with In Your Hands. You guys definitely check that song out everywhere digitally. And my sister that's chiming in with us as well. Marty, how was your Tuesday?
Man, my Tuesday was good. Very busy. As y'all know, and was a revival at my church, and I'm the administrator. So it's been crazy, but you know, Sunday was good. We had a good service. Monday, my Saints, my New Orleans Saints won. So I want to say who that, if any of my Saints fans listen. And yeah, man, I'm waiting on Tuesdays. So we got to have those with my friends.
Hey, man. Tavy, what about you? How was your Tuesday, sis?
Well, it was very busy because I had to work, but we had a lot of mouth to feed and I got some laughs. So it was good. Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, Marty, bro, I'm going to hand it over to you. You know what to do, bro.
Look, and like Lacio say, this is Candy Combos. We're glad that y'all all listening tonight, and you are. We three friends that together, and we love to have combos. And one day we just thought to ourselves, hey, the people probably would like to hear these combos and laugh like we laugh, you know, cry like we cry, pray like we pray. So that's why I be bringing this show to y'all. Now, I want to give y'all a disclaimer, because some of these combos may make you clutch your purse. Also, if you listen to this and you're not a non-believer, you don't believe in God, maybe you fell off the wagon, some of these combos may bring you back in too, because this show is to show you that Christians know how to have fun too, right, y'all?
Right.
That's right.
Sorry. But look, man, we ready to get to it. We got some crazy combos we're gonna have tonight. So without further ado, Lisa will blast us off.
All right, well, you guys heard it here first. Marty wants us to blast off, so we're going to blast off. All right, let's get it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, so
game, man, I just
now... Go ahead, Lisio.
Go ahead.
You got it.
You got it. I did just want to give a round of applause for everybody that is listening live with us. That's all. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way. Marty, you go ahead and take the floor. We're just going
to
roll with you.
Look, if you did listen live to us, we appreciate y'all. Y'all awesome. Thank y'all for tuning in, and it's going to be a lit situation. That's my boy, Lisio Worth. He coined that. He came up with it, you know. So anybody who's saying lit situation, you did get that from Lisio. I just wanted to put that out there because so many people think they the first one who came up with it. No, you didn't. It was me and Lisio on the phone on the fall summer evening, and he had said those faithful words that will last for decades. Lituation. So I just wanted to clear that out, man. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and go into this first combo. Lisio, what are we talking about this evening, man? What's the first thing we're talking about this evening?
So tonight, of course, we got to talk about the debate. And you are the man without the info. So what was your opinion about the debate?
Well, let's see, man. The debate, it went crazy. I will say this. It was boring like we used to, and that's a good thing. I know people may say, I don't like boring. No, I want some some pizzazz, and that's why I was kind of, you know, I was kind of thrown off, because I'm like, how y'all gonna not like the presidential debate when everybody kept on complaining about how boring they are? So you gotta kind of make up your mind. Do you want fireworks, or do you want, you know, two turtles racing each other? You know, so, and that's basically what we got on, you know, the debate with two turtles racing each other. It was really some substance. They really talked about some stuff, but to be honest with you, all I seen was two politicians on the stage, because both of them did some, like, questions. Like, but I will say this, Vice President Pence, if question dodging was football, oh boy, Barry Sanders, because he was jerking them questions. He was giving them questions to Heisman. He was, any football euphemism you want to use, he was going off on them. He was not answering anything. He said, look, I know y'all want answers, but you ain't getting nothing out of me tonight. Like, if I do a crime, I want Mike Pence to be my accomplice, because he ain't going to answer none of the detective questions. What you thought about the debate, Casey?
I'm going to say this. I didn't really get the chance to even look into it, because I had something I had to do. Yeah, I know. I feel bad that I didn't get it. You know, check it out. But, I mean, you know, I'm going to look at some clips of it. And I'm just, you know, hoping that they didn't go at each other's necks this time, you know, and that they actually gave some answers and try to let each other talk with it.
I mean, the vice president, he was kind of, you know, interrupting, you know, Kamala Harris every now and then. But, I mean, if you were looking for something, them going at each other next, I'm telling you, you could have, like, I think I was falling asleep during it, because it was that boring. I was, like, you know, dozing off. Because, you know, it was literally, but, I mean, they got into a couple of stuff, but, you know, I mean, like I said, it was just a master class on how to be a politician and how to not answer a question. That's basically what it was. I mean, but before we get to the highlight of the debate, Lisa, what you thought about it?
I thought it was extremely boring. The only thing that was satisfying about the debate was when the fly landed on his head.
There we go.
Wait, what?
You didn't know about the fly, Tavy?
Oh, no.
Everybody knows about the fly, Tavy.
You've been living in a rock, Tavy. You didn't know about
the fly. Where have I been?
Oh no, Tavy. After the show, you have to go see the fly. I'm gonna tell you why. I wish we had the clip. I wish we had the clip on from the Breakfast Club, Lucille. The question was, I'm serious. They broke it down real good. Breakfast Club. So I'm gonna try to break it down. The question was, do you think that, you know, that America is systemically racist, and do cops have a complicit bias against minorities? And they directed that question of Mike Pence. So he was like, "No, I don't think that that America is systemic." I can't even say it. he didn't say, "I don't think America is racist," and to say that, you know, cops have complicit bias against minorities is an insult. No sooner than he said the word insult, a fly just landed on this man's head. And the fly just chilled there. He chilled there for like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I rewind the tape, ladies and gentlemen. It was almost 2 minutes and 32 seconds, I want to say. And this dude is full of, you know what? The whole thing. I'm just
gotta
saying.
Keep it PG, Marty. You gotta keep it PG, man. It's a family show, Marty.
I have to see this. Yo, what do flies normally land on? Anybody want to know? They land on stuff that you, the number two. Let's just say number two. We gonna
oh,
go.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We Sesame Street. This show has been brought to you by the number two. All right, and flies land on number two And that fly, I mean, just for that question, that fly landed on a number two. And he stayed there for a while. That's all I got to say. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
But you really didn't see it, Teddy?
No, but I had something I had to do. So I kind of missed it, but I'm going to go back and, you know, see it for myself. Because I know I'm going to have a laugh.
He prepared to laugh. It was hilarious. I mean, at least there were any more thoughts on it other than it was boring and the fly.
It was hilarious. You have to watch it to laugh. Of course, we got all these memes and all these different videos and cartoon memes about this fly. But you will not understand it until you watch the debate.
All right. You know what? We are Christians, so we got to find the silver line. I feel like it's, you know, God can do anything. So I guess we got to find a silver line. So I know, Tate, I know you didn't get to watch the debate, but through all of the stuff we told you, hopefully, we can find a silver line. But I'll go to you first, Lisa. Any silver lining that you took from me?
No. Sorry.
Dang.
No.
Oh, man.
Not a silver lining in the whole debate. No.
Okay, hold on. Let me try it. Hold up. Let me see. What a guy. Let's see. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2. You divide the 5. Carry that 6. You know what, man? I don't got nothing. They would card you, you know. And I think, God wants us to be able to communicate. You know, no matter how much we don't like each other, no matter how we know the other person is lying, or you feel like another person is lying to you, you could still be cordial and don't have to turn violent. You don't have to turn into a screaming match. You don't have to, you know, it could still be cordial. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, violence or God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of chaos. So if we start going with confusion or we start going with chaos, that means we are not out of the will of God. I ain't trying to preach with these. I'm just saying. So with everything you done heard, KD, any silver line? And feel free to steal mine.
Oh, my goodness. I guess that fly knew what was going on.
Hey, that's
your
silver line.
That's all I got. Until I see the rest.
Silver line was the fly. The fly exposed the truth.
Yes, the fly knew he was on something.
Oh man! Before we go over to our next combo, Licio, you got something for me?
Of course, I got something for us, you guys. I just want to say thank you for our sponsor on tonight, Overcome Apparel, and they have access to play their commercials. So without any further ado, here is Overcome Apparel, and we just want to say thank you for sponsoring Candid Convos. Check it out.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All right, you guys, definitely check out Overcomer Apparel. And again, everything that they make within 1 month, they take 10% of it and they help a family in need. I do want to thank Dominga for calling in and checking in with us. Tavy is hanging out with us. Tavy, are you there?
I'm still here.
And Marty the Greatest, he's only the greatest because he serves the greatest. Marty, are you still there?
Let's go up, man. Let's keep it going.
All right, man, let's keep it going. Tavy, man, what's the next topic for us tonight?
Oh, man. Have y'all heard about that outbreak, in the White House?
Yeah.
Of the COVID-19?
Yeah.
18 people. 18
Who
people
hasn't heard about
positive.
The outbreak? You made headlines everywhere. Who hasn't heard about the outbreak?
Oh, man.
It's getting out of hand. Getting out of hand.
God help us. Now look, y'all. We in the United States, we're supposed to be the strongest country in the world. And but the White House, which is the headquarters, and every country have a headquarters. They have a headquarters. And about the headquarters, everybody is scared in the headquarters of catching a disease that they tried to convince us for months is not that serious. Now they in the White House running like crazy. You know, people probably squirting sanitizer in each other's face. I mean, they probably having mass fights. I mean, it's probably chaos in that place, man. Can you believe this? I mean, his chief of staff got it. His former press secretary his press secretary got it. His former aide, she got it. Like, pretty much everybody got it. Literally got it. And get this, y'all. He hasn't even took a negative test. But he did a rally yesterday. And people was there. Ain't even a mask on. So he was basically spitting COVID juice on everybody.
That's not right.
What you think,
Dave? He should have kept it on. He should have kept that mask on. I mean,
did you see that rally?
You can't be spraying it.
Liceo, did you see that rally?
Unfortunately, I did not. I did hear that he had a rally, but I didn't watch it. I don't watch anything with Trump.
Well, I can't blame you. Yeah. I mean, could y'all imagine going to work and hearing 18 people been affected? Like, what would be your thought?
My thought on that, I would say, I'm thinking about leaving. Because y'all ain't being safe at all. And y'all put my life in danger. Knowing me, I'd be ducking and dodging. Like, he's not going to get me sick today. I don't got time.
Please
stay to yourself.
Now, of course, we all know how quick the Roadrunner is if you are into cartoons. I would be out of there faster than the Roadrunner can run. No game. I'm out of there.
No. No.
I'm with you.
I'm doing SpongeBob. All right. I'm going to head out. I mean, because ain't nothing you could do. I mean, the first thing first thing that goes to your mind is like if you was talking to that person too, one of the people or the 18 that you know you stuck, that you was just talking to that person. That gotta be nervous. And it's not happy because you got the most powerful job on the earth. The most powerful job. That's crazy, y'all.
That is.
It's a bonkers. It's crazy. It's ridiculous.
What you about to say, David?
I was like, man, they might as well shut the whole White House down. Like, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't know, and it's so much that's going on right now, to where you just like, I mean, and you know, Trump, he basically says, don't be afraid of it, don't be scared of it, and us from Candy Combo, that's all cool and stuff, but we want to just implore you to mask up,
right,
hand sanitizer. You know, practice social distancing because, I mean, as Christians, we in this world and not of this world. But, I mean, what that means is that even though we not of this world, meaning spiritually God is going to protect us. Sometimes God protects us
super early me, meaning wearing the mask, putting on sanitizers, and you know, practicing social distancing. So you can't say God didn't protect me if you didn't follow the rules. So
right.
If you do catch,
amen to that.
So,
amen.
So that's all I got to say about it.
All right, you guys. Well, before we get into our next topic, since we are talking about COVID-19 and what the world has been experiencing since January, you guys, we have a special clip from the homie Million from California, Sacramento to be specific. And you guys, here's Million with the answer. Check it out.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile. But see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith. But I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless, and it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
All right, you guys, we are going to continue blasting off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, you guys, Tavy has a special announcement that she wants to make. Tavy, you there?
Yes. So, guys, we're going to be playing my sister P Harmony, her song Rose Petal. Check it out.
Oh, you mean it? It up. Woman will drive, I'm never getting stuck. Woman of God, I'm humble like the monks. World on my shoulder, still I'm standing up. With this crooked smile coming straight up out the mud. Yeah. Never care what I hate to say, still can I teach. Just like out the pop days, like I got on peace. I'm running and going upgrade. My life to the next level phase. Yeah. Let my rose petals grow. Becoming a woman of God, I already spoke. It's that I was gonna be. I'm like a seed, and I'm just praying that he finishes growth. View to get a deeper understanding, and I'm just praying that my bar's landing in a place where you keep past mistakes and you cut off them chains and you'll be a better you. Location change, no renewed mind, and your heart still gon' be the same. Always on my grind, always been the realest in the game. Always been the tight, the Vicky put me on the stage. Rose with petals, he did say that that road was never. He broke chains, told me harmony get up. Put me in a place for my soul to be settled. Constant change, leveling up on the constant range. Never gon' make this a permanent thing. I always said something I'm calling this never about fame. Rose with petals. I'm like a rose of petals. Rose of petals. I'm like a rose of petals. It's the underground queen. I'm like a rose of petals.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, aka KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
All right, you guys, there was P Harmony with Rose Petals. I just want to give a huge shout out to the hosts on tonight. You guys, Octavia. Tavia, so wait, she did introduce that song. Tavia, are you still there?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. And of course, we are also joined with the other host, Marta the Greatest. Marta, you still there, bro?
You already know, man. Let's get it. Look, man.
How did you think about that Rose Petals joint?
Oh, the Rose Petals, man. I was listening to it 2 days ago, and I was just, like, saying to myself, it was so different, it was almost like a modified. Y'all ever heard of the Whisper Song? The Whisper Song by the Yin Yang Twins? It was almost like a Whisper Song. Almost a modified Whisper Song. And I was just like, I mean, so it makes you have to listen closer. And when you listen closer, you really hear a testimony. So I thought it was real clever on her part, to be honest with you.
Right.
Amen. Marty, what's the next topic at hand, bro?
Man, the next topic that we're going to talk about is something I've seen on, you know, Facebook. And we all are friends of Kevin on stage, right? You know, I mean, he's a friend to the show. He's a personal friend to the show. Okay, he's not. But in my head, you know, in my head, we friends. In my head, we didn't talk about two or three times. And, you know, he's going to be the godfather of my next child. That's in my head, all right? So, but... You know, basically, I was watching this video that he did, and this guy, and he's a Caucasian. So he was talking, he told his son, he said, "Hey, son, go take out the trash." And the son was like, "I'm playing a game." And he said, "I don't care, go take out the trash." So when he went to go get up to take out the trash, he said, "Hold up." And he stopped him, and then he turned his attention to the camera and started talking about how parents need to stop, you know, interrupting their kids while they're playing the game, you know, to get them to do stuff, because he said when they playing the game online, it's serious stuff. It's just not game. You know, you can win money on online and stuff like that. So, when I thought about that, I started having an opinion. But then come to find out that kid, that guy's kid, made $6 million last year off of playing online. $6 million off of playing online. So, you know, it made me, that's why I wanted to bring the convo to, you know, our show, because I'm like, okay, if you was a parent, would you not, you know, interrupt your kid when you need them to do something, or would you not give them chores just because they're making $6 million off of playing the game? So what y'all think?
Baby,
what
I'm gonna let you
come
in first.
Yep. What I think is, if I did have kids and they on the game and they end up making that much amount of money, like more than me, now I'll let them get a little bit of freedom, but not too much, because they still have to do some work around the house, you know.
Yep.
I'm just making it fair.
Lizzo, did you catch that? Tavis said, you know, if I don't have no kids, you know, I don't have no kids. She's trying to put it out there like I'm single, you know, ready to mingle. She tried to put it out there.
No.
I'm joking. What you thought of?
In my opinion, in order to make $6 million off of a game, there has to be some kind of tournament that you sign up for whatever the game is. Now, I have heard in certain competitions, there are 24 hours for maybe driving games, maybe Fortnite, or whatever the case may be. But if you are not playing a tournament, and if there is no money involved, then you need to pause it or just put the controller down, take 15 seconds, 2 minutes or so, to take the trash out and put a bag back in the trash can. Now, if you are playing for a tournament, then I will give you a little leeway. And then maybe I would just take the initiative to take it out myself, because I know that you're busy. Because the trash do need to go out no matter who take it out, but your mama not taking it out because it ain't her job. You feel me?
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel you on that one. Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, I had thought about it long and hard, because Kevin Kev on stage, his answer was a little bit, you know, in line with my answer, because Kev on stage was like, "You making $6 million, I'll take the trash out." I take the trash out. You got more pressing needs to worry about. But he also said that, you know, not every kid is making $6 million. This kid is just really that good. You know what I'm saying? He said some of your kids just line and they ain't making not a doggone thing. So I'm gonna go a little bit different because I got 2 points I'm gonna make on it because I had to think about this. I'm like, man, that is true. Like, I mean, if your kid is making money and definitely more money than you bringing in, that kind of makes a dynamic shift, or you would think that it would. So, I mean, but basically the way I look at it is that not every kid is making that type of money. So if you're not making that type of money off of online games and I need you to do something and I'm paying the bills to this house and you ain't contributing nothing, it's my house and I need your help. You gonna help me. Simple as that. That's just the way I look at it. That was also the way I was raised, that if you gotta, you know, what you bring to the table is taking out the trash. What you bring to the table is cleaning up your room. What you bring to the table is cleaning up, you know, cleaning up, helping cleaning up the house and take care of you. If you're an older kid, take care of your younger brothers or your younger sisters. So that's what you bring to the house. Now, as far as them making money off of it, you know, my wife said, you know, because I had the conversation with her, she was like, okay, well, you set shifts when they can play. And when they play, because it's like, okay, if it's a job, then we have a job, right? So you set hours of when they play. There's hours for school. There's hours for when you play for money. But I think I agree with Licio too, because most obviously it was a tournament. He made his money through these tournaments, so it's not all the time. But now watch this. Whether you making money, $6 million or not, you cleaning up the house, and you helping cleaning up the house. You helping, you still got chores. I don't care. I don't care if you made $6 million. You still got chores, because the fact of the matter is, one thing I do realize, like, my work ethic and all the stuff that I got and being able to handle my money and has come from the lessons that I learned as a kid. So if you just let that kid have that leeway, all that, I believe, it's my opinion, that all that kid is going to learn is how to just get what they want when they get older. And if they don't get what they want, they're going to be emotionally unbalanced, or they may be emotionally unstable, because when they don't get the way they want, and they're going to be adults,
right,
reacting to other adults, thinking other adults should give them their way because their parents gave them their way. So,
right, and they're going to try to get their way with you.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Lizzo?
I totally agree. And again, like I said, maybe it was a tournament, and like Lady P said, if there is hours that they absolutely have to play so that they can make the window for the amount of money, then hey, you give them the leeway. But after those hours, you still got chores. Because at the end of the day, the money is going to run out. But you are still a child. You are going to move out. And you are still going to abide by my rules under my roof. Now, I can be nice for so long. Because you ain't playing the goddamn tournament every day. Don't give me that. You still got homework. You still got chores. I'll break the game system and buy you another one. I'm just saying.
And if the grades are dipping, I don't care how much money you bringing in from the games. That's it for the game.
Let me play the game.
Exactly.
Let me play the game. You do the homework.
And as followers, followers of Christ, we all know that knowledge and wisdom outweighs everything. So just because you're playing game making doesn't mean that that's not the all be all. All of that money could go away in an instant.
Right.
You know, so I agree. I agree, man. And it's just the way I look at it and the way I see it is that, you know, I mean, can y'all imagine how much pressure that is on the kid? Like to put, like, parents who just start treating the kid good because they making money and try to keep the kid from to make the money and let them have their way. just so they can keep on making money. Can you imagine how much pressure that is?
I can definitely imagine that's a lot.
That's basically spoiling them. So let them do whatever they want to do when it comes to this game. And then who knows if they're telling the truth or lying? No. I need to see some paperwork. I need to see email that they
right?
send me a game email or something. I need to see a paper trail. Because you could be lying. Like, oh, Dad, oh, I'm playing the game. I can't do it right now. No. 2 weeks in a row, every day you playing the game? Nope. I need to see a paper trail.
I mean, Tavy, okay, you got your kid. Your kid coming. And they just, like, you know, just drop 100 stacks on your bed and be like, here, Ma, I just won this contest. I'm going with such and such. It's a school night. It's 10 p.m. What you do?
I'm like, a school night? No, you're going to be here at home. I don't care what you make and what you give me. You're not going to bribe me doing what you want to do. No, you're going to do what I tell you to do because you're not grown. I don't care how much money you make it, okay? I'm the parent in this home. So you're going to stay here until I tell you to do so.
I mean, that's serious. And that's what made me thought about it, because I was like, how many parents are at home, like, doing this, like, allowing their kids to run the house and stuff like that? Like, I mean, there are some parents, now watch this, y'all. There are some parents who are allowing it. I'm just gonna say this, and I'm gonna shut up and let y'all go at it, because I know this about to hit. This about to hit everybody. I know this about to hit y'all, Shondo. Something serious. Y'all ready? Are you ready?
We ready.
You ready?
We've been ready.
Okay. There are some parents who are allowing their kids to run the house, and they ain't making no money. That's it.
Oh no!
I couldn't do it, Marty.
No.
Marty, that's crazy.
I think that's crazy enough
for a music break. That's crazy enough for another topic. That's crazy enough for another Candy Combos next week.
It is.
No. Oh no, we gotta take a music break, you guys. You guys, we are about to get into this Mike Peasy Chameleon, his brand new video that he just dropped on Friday. You guys, keep it locked. Big shout out to Glow Shalom that just chimed in. And also our sponsor on tonight at ShalomChic.com, which is an online fashion boutique that specializes in affordable fashion for women of all sizes. You guys, without any further ado, here's Mike Teasy. And then we got one more topic before we get out of here. You guys, keep it locked. Here's Chameleon. Check it out.
Hey, I'm breaking bread and I got the juice to sell a Chameleon. When the cops when he bled and his body was bruised and he ain't had to do it. A lot of folks dead cause they ain't prepared for all their wrongdoings. You better be careful when you say the communion. See, I'm breaking bread and I got the juice to sell the communion. When the cops when he bled and his body was bruised and he ain't had to do it. A lot of folks dead cause they ain't prepared for all their wrongdoings. You better be careful when you say the communion. Hey, before you even take a bite of the bread and proceed to drink up all the juice. Better make sure that your soul is clean, and I ain't talking about no shoes. But I'm glad when the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, cause I was about to act a fool. Had to let go of everything that was holding me, and now I'm really breaking loose. I'm breaking the chains, I'm breaking the shackles, I'm breaking the curses, I'm breaking the noose. Got no time for games, the devil's attacking, my head on the swivel, watching every movement. I know he's sneaky, trying to devour and eat me, but my God won't let him do it. That's the good news, we got the victory, he stayed defeated, he stayed with the loose. Hey, but better communion, I'm breaking the bread and passing the juice. I cannot be foolish, I pray that I got a clean heart and my mind is renewed. Yeah, I know there's some snakes, I know there's some fakes, so I gotta watch out for Judas. This thing is sacred, please do not take it if you don't know what you're doing. I'm breaking bread and I got the juice, it's selling communion. On the cross when he bled and his body was bruised and he ain't had to do it. A lot of folks did cause they ain't prepared for all their wrongdoings. You better be careful when you say the communion. See, I'm breaking bread and I got the juice, it's selling communion. On the cross when he bled and his body was bruised and he ain't had to do it. A lot of folks dead cause they ain't repent for all their wrongdoings. You better be careful when you take the communion. Hey, break bread just like Jesus did. I got faith like I'm Peter. Now I just might walk on water just so y'all can believe again. Hold up, I'm switching it up. I stay on the road like the wheels on the bus. Got wicked with joy inside, I'm about to bust. I'm busting the rhymes, man, I'm feeling like Buster. Hey, let me take a little sip of the juice and I be feeling rejuvenated when I step in the booth. The devil try to tell me, but it's something he can't do. When I be stopping on his head, I see the blood on my shoe. Hold up, I just took another bite of the bread. I had to open up the word just to know what it said. He died on the cross for all of my sins. They thought it was over, but that's when he rose again. Like, whoa, he's alive, yeah. The party starts when he arrives, yeah. Taste to see the Lord.
Lord is good, yeah. Like we was eating Caesar fries, yeah. I took communion just to remind me that he broke the curse for me. Devil is ludicrous, if he think he can disturb my peace. I'm breaking bread and I got the juice, it's selling communion. On the cross when he bled and his body was bruising, he ain't had to do it. A lot of folks dead cause they ain't prepared for all their wrongdoings. You better be careful when you take the communion. I'm breaking bread and I got the juice, it's selling communion. On the cross when he bled and his body was bruising, he ain't had to do it. A lot of folks dead cause they ain't repent for all their wrongdoings. You better be careful when you take the communion.
That's like our IRS theory. Like the IRS coming for your taxes theory. That's a serious joint. I mean, that's, you know, straight face, your son got problems at school. Serious. That was a game.
All right, you guys, yeah. We do have a caller who wants to engage in the conversation that we just had about the kid winning $6 million. Dominga, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And what's your feedback? Like, what's your thought process about a kid running the house and winning $6 million from a tournament or some kind of online game?
Well, running the house is not going to happen. no matter how much my kid makes, running my house ain't happening. He can make $20 million and not running my house, you know. Because there's a line to draw when, you know, parenting and child,
right.
You know, begins and ends. So you can't have, like, a kid running the house even if they make that amount of money because, you know, they're going to think that they have, like, an upper hand over you. So you still have to be
right.
A parent, still have to set ground rules, you know, and things like that. Yes, they still have to get up, take trash out, do things like that. I mean, if you're in the middle of a game, I'm sorry, you're going to lose a few hundred because you're going to get off that game and you're going to go take the trash out and resume.
You better pay to me.
That's true.
You better pay.
I help parents.
You got to be.
Look, I think in our society, people get the wrong idea about people who make money. They get that if you made money, you're smart, you're genius, or things of that nature. But, of course, we can point to a lot of people who make money that way, and we can say, well, they're not very smart. You know, I ain't going to say they're not very smart. That wasn't very Christian-like of me. Forgive me. But what I mean to say is that, you know, that – making money doesn't mean that you know it all, you have the wisdom. So I think when we see kids, we think that they are so much ahead than where they should be because they're making money. But that doesn't mean anything. That just means that that kid tapped into their purpose at an early age and God is, you know, increasing them in their purpose. The fact of the matter is our main jobs as parents, the Bible says, we got to go theologically with it. The Bible says we're supposed to train up a child in which way they're supposed to go. So we are the trainers. So regardless of how much money that kid had, is going to need a parent to train them how to, get money or how to spend that money. Is going to need a parent to train them that how to deal with heartbreak. That money may come with it, how to, you know, sift who are your true friends and who not your true friends. So I think that's what people need to understand, that regardless how much money your kid make, your kid's still going to need you because depending on where they at in age, they still need training.
And with that, you guys, we can end the show because Marty hit it right on the head. If I had a
yeah.
Closed door effect, he would have closed the door. That would have been the end of the show right there. He hit it right on the head.
Right.
I was going to take y'all to church,
sure did.
But Marty definitely took you guys to church. That was a phenomenal answer. That was a phenomenal answer.
We need to argue this because I felt like shouting after that one. I ain't going to lie.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't going to lie. Like, God is good.
All the time.
Thank you for your feedback. I'm glad that you chimed into the conversation. You guys, we got about another 6 minutes. Dominga, have you enjoyed the show thus far?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Very informative, and I love it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Keep on listening. Again, you guys, you could check out the show every Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. It's just three friends engaging in a conversation about recent topics, and we are reviewing music. So why not listen?
Yeah.
You get news, and you get music. So why not listen?
That's both worlds.
What were you saying, Marty?
And, Licio, real soon, you're going to be able to, like, get a double take of it. So if you don't hear it on Tuesday live, you're going to be able to hear it again because we're going to be on podcast real soon, and we're going to go public real soon. So, I mean, if you're listening now, you can say to people, hey, man, I've been on that. I've been on it. So, I mean, it's good. We glad that we came together with this, and we glad what God is doing with this. And we just having fun, right, y'all?
Yes, amen. I love it. Okay.
I look forward to it like Christmas. It's like Christmas in October. Like every Tuesday is like Christmas. So I love it. I can't wait to see what we talk about next week.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Open up some amazing presents. Can't wait.
Nice one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I definitely feel that.
What you got?
Y'all gotta excuse me.
Tavy been laughing all show, man.
I know, I'm such a goofball. But y'all gonna love me though. I love y'all
out.
Too.
Another Tuesday, another candid combos in the book. We are really having so much fun talking, and we hope y'all having so much fun listening. It has been an awesome Tuesday. We are not going to stop. We're going to keep on coming. We're going to be here every Tuesday, like Licio said, every 9 p.m. Eastern and also, you know, 8 Central. So, look, come have combos with us, man. It's going to be off. But before we sign off, Tavy, you want to say anything left?
Yes, I want to say thank you all who has chimed in to listen to us, who has enjoyed this show and enjoyed the combos that we have. I mean, I hope that one day, you know, some more people call in and give us your feedback and show love to the show. We really appreciate that.
Licio, any parting words?
I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, ShalomSheet.com, East Garden on Facebook and on Instagram, along with KS Radio Show and Overcome Apparel, as well as New Beginnings Church of Living God, Avondale. You guys could check out the descriptions in the Blog Talk description of this show. And that's it. Tune in next Tuesday. And again, if you guys have any topics or any recent articles that we should talk about, definitely inbox me or Marty or Octavia, and we would definitely put them in queue. We would definitely take it into consideration, talk about them on the show.
Yeah. So here,
Marty, what about
you?
You last words?
Yeah. Look, you can find me anywhere. I'm Marty the Greatest on all social media outlets. Marty the Greatest, all together. Just put it MARTY all together. I ain't gonna spell it out. But you know, I had fun, and I want to thank y'all too because it's fun chopping up with my friends. Look, we don't just do this. We really talk to each other within the week. We really do, and chop it up just like we chopping it up on here. So. Hey, we hope you come back next Tuesday, Mr. Minga, and anyone who's listening and chop it up with us next time. Until then, pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. We out, y'all.
We out, y'all. All right, you guys, with the last song of the evening, this is going to be RL with Branches because we want you guys to be to just continue to be a witness for Christ. And how can you do that? You have to be attached to him. You have to be attached to the van. So have a fruitful week. And we will see you guys next Tuesday, 9 o'clock. And again, like Marty said, don't forget, don't be afraid to have candid convos. You guys, here's RL with Branches. What's up? Good night.
I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. So then there's a guarantee. Okay, see, this is what I'm saying. Don't stress out about all these other things. Jesus Christ, I mean, these were his words. He guarantees. He says, if you abide in me, he is the one that's going to bear much fruit. Look, I struggle with this. I'll see people on the earth doing amazing things, and I'll start thinking, man, maybe I did it wrong. Maybe I should have done it like him. Seems like he's accomplishing more. Seems like she's accomplishing more. Well, look at all these people everywhere, and we start trying to follow all these patterns instead of just going back to, wait, God, you promised if I just abide in you and you abide in me, I'm guaranteed to bear fruit. Are you abiding in Jesus today?
Neither can you unless you abide in me.